Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Wednesday to you. So Wheels is at home and we have him on the screen. And so we're looking at his, what I guess is his basement. And my first reaction is that is an impressive amount of porn.
Those are not my books. I don't have books.
Well, your wife hasn't quite a collection then. So
yeah, those are all like history. If I pull them off that shelf, you can see a lot of them are like 150 years old. She likes to collect antique books and stuff like that.
Nice.
But yeah, you can see if you look at it, you got dog toys on the floor, some pictures that are not hung, sitting on the side. But the wolf is where it's supposed to be.
Well,
the wolf,
priorities. The wolf
photo. Yeah, I mean that one's hung and ready to go. And there's a random baseball bat sitting back there.
Rachel, looking for the dogs?
Yeah, where's Lucy and R2?
Let me see. I can't really I'll try to turn the computer a little bit, but that's R2. Oh, he's behind the desk. Hang on a second. I'll get him for you.
R2, come out.
Hey, buddy. Come here, dude.
Oh, I see him. Oh. Come out.
Wait, keep him on the screen.
It's quite a show. We're just watching Wheeler.
I know. You guys are watching
so
videos.
So cute.
He's like, what, Dad? Jeez. That
I woke
chilling.
Him up. He's an old man. You have to understand. He's 14.
Oh,
so I woke
so
him
cute.
Up, and he's super tired.
Cutie.
Hi, buddy.
What's up, R2?
Oh,
look at him. He's giving Wheels kisses.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
I don't know if you guys can see it, but he's got like one tooth that sticks out the
bottom.
Yeah,
I see it.
Yeah, that's first thing we saw.
Yeah, immediately noticed it. He should be very self-conscious
all
about
right.
it.
Back to bed, buddy. He doesn't care. That dog, he's the dog version of me.
Yeah.
He does not care about anything. He's just a boss.
So everything good at home?
Yeah, getting there. You know, Susan had the foot surgery yesterday. It's not a real invasive one, but obviously any surgery comes with recovery. So I've been Nurse Kevin for 24 hours, and it's all good, man. Everything's good. I mean, you know, we have pain meds that are necessary, so there's some pain, and sleeping has been a little bit of a problem. But I think, you know, nothing beyond what was expected, and it's definitely better than the last time she had a foot surgery. That
one pain med for her, one pain med for you.
I don't feel pain. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a ginger.
So I know that we just did the whole game and the post game, but I didn't get to see any of the games since they somehow took all the Cardinals games off of our television.
It happened again.
So help me out. Obviously a good game. Obviously a great series.
Yeah, this is kind of what we've all been hoping would start to happen, right? I mean, they've won five in a row. The starting pitching's been really good. The bullpen has settled down, I think, in part because you're getting really good starts, and that's meaning that you don't have to go to the pen earlier. But they're scoring just enough. You know, this series, like today was good. Five runs is good. You only get two yesterday, but only two when you're facing Paul Skeens. It's not exactly.
Is he 0-5 against us now?
No, but he's 1-4 against the Cardinals.
Wow.
And he's actually pitched well in all but one of those, right? Like, they just don't score any runs for him. Like yesterday, the Cardinals only scored two, but Pirates only score one.
Yeah.
But he has seven career losses and four out of the Cardinals.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Cardinals are his kryptonite. But, you know, it's been fun, man. This is, you know, the Cardinals, I mentioned, have 5 in a row, but they've won 7 of 9. If you go back to the, like, April 21st, remember how bad that was? They got swept in 4 games in New York, and then they lost the first game in Atlanta, and they were 9-14. Well, they're 10-5 since then, which is pretty good. So, back to 500 today, and hopefully that means that with Washington next, and then, well, Philly's going to be tough, but then Kansas City after that, you got a nice road trip where you could go out there and maybe win 5 or 6 games out of the 9.
Are the Royals not playing great?
They're okay. Like, they're competitive. Like, they pitch really well. Their pitching staff's been awesome, but they just haven't hit. So you've got an opportunity there because you're pitching well to kind of do to them what you did to the Pirates, because the Royals are, I think they're not the lowest, but they're one of the 3 or 4 lowest scoring teams in the American League.
Yeah. I had an interesting thing today. I was looking at the front runners to be Pope, and there's one of them. I forget the Cardinal's name. It's something very Italian, and he's one of the top three, and he's the exact same age as me.
Oh?
And it made me feel like a loser that, like, in 60 years, he became a Cardinal. So that was possible.
Yeah, you've probably had a lot more fun in your life than he has.
Yeah, I'd say so. You think that Pope's ever played in a band?
If you become the Pope when you're 60, you haven't done anything in your entire life except, like, work on becoming the Pope. Like, that's pretty much been, you know, dusk to dawn.
You think? For your,
oh, yeah. I mean, what else do you got going on?
Well, I mean, they have lives.
I'm not sure they do.
I think Monsignor Ted loves Cardinals games and he takes trips. And
but he's not in line to become the Pope, right?
That's like a different. Hurt his feelings. That's,
I'm sorry that he had to find out this way, but yeah. It takes like a different type of person, I think, to be Pope level.
You just keep digging that hole.
I'm standing by it. I'm digging nothing.
So I had an interesting in the zone question. There are 120 some odd Cardinals in the Sistine Chapel, all in the same place, electing the Pope. If you could see a readout of how good a person is, like you could see their credit score, would that be the highest good person credit score on the planet right now? Or do you think that they're basically just dudes?
I mean, if the film conclave is to be believed, they are just dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that it's silly to be like, oh, you're better than everyone. What, they don't sin? They don't do the things that we consider to be sin? Like, of course they do.
Well, they would never. They wouldn't tell you otherwise either.
Right.
I mean, I've never known a person who. I mean, again, I've raised Catholic. My uncle's a Catholic priest. He would never argue that they're above anybody or better than anybody.
I just want to talk about Conclave because it's such a good movie.
Oh, you watched it finally?
Yeah, I told you the other week that I watched it.
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
Little turtle.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I think here's what it was. I was distracted because I wanted to tell you the ending and spoil it for you so bad, but I didn't. So I'm the hero. It's a little over the top, the ending.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah. For sure.
But a little
great movie.
Silly hard turn at the end.
Yeah,
like, for funsies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like, oh well, geez, I didn't see that obviously because no one did.
No.
Yeah, they really went to great. They're like, we got to come up with something no one's going to see coming.
Right. John Lithgow, right?
Mm-hmm. Woof.
What an actor.
He's always great. Good. And that's what made that movie. They're all good.
He's the new Dumbledore.
Is he?
Yeah, he's taking a lot of crap because he's like, I don't get why everyone's mad at J.K. Rowling. And people are like, now we're mad at you.
Well, I mean, he's not. I'm sure he's not on Twitter, so why would he know?
Right.
You know?
He also bumped me out big time because people were like, wow, you're going to be the new Dumbledore, huh? And he's like, yep, it'll be the last thing I'll ever do. I'll die in this role because I'm very old, but I'm going to do it. And it's like, wow, man.
Yeah, way to lean in.
Yeah, to say all that, you could have just said, yep, going to be fun.
Speaking of religion, the Protestant side of religion, there is an icon who needs our help. Have you heard about this?
No.
Jim Baker, husband of Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay.
Been to prison a couple times, I think.
Oh, yeah.
came out today and said, I need $1 million cash or I will be on the street, and God told me to come to you guys.
Oh, you need $1 million to stay off the street? That's wild.
That's what Jim needs.
I don't need that much to stay off the street personally. But
Kevin, go get your wallet.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, I mean, these people are...
He's going to cuss because he's at home now.
I know. I really did almost do it.
He doesn't have to face the consequences.
I really did almost do it. I'm like, yeah, you need $1 million to stay off the street. Sure you do, buddy. How many people have really nice homes that will never earn $1 million in their lives?
It's almost like he's not a godly man.
Almost.
Maybe he could go for that Pope job.
He's not.
He just wiggles his way in there.
That would be the twist at the end of the conclave.
I was only half watching CNN whenever they were talking about this, so maybe I shouldn't bring it up, but maybe you guys heard about it. There's one cardinal who's like not wearing the normal outfit.
I saw him.
He got approval from the Pope to not do it.
Huh. Is he wearing like J's under his robe?
I think everyone else is wearing red and he's wearing white.
Oh, I saw one guy who appeared to be some sort of Middle Eastern garb.
Oh, okay.
And I just assumed that he was the Pope from Yemen or whatever. So they're all dressed a little differently, I noted today.
Yeah.
Some have lace, some don't have lace.
They've got drip.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the other Cardinals play baseball.
There you go. I saw that.
I'd like to see these Cardinals.
They all had the same uniforms on.
Little fun facts. The fastest a Pope has ever been elected was 10 hours. And can you guess the longest it's ever taken?
30 days.
Didn't it take
3 weeks.
A couple months one time?
3 years.
What?
In the 1200s.
Oh.
Those guys just were having a party.
They just wanted to be in the conclave.
They just didn't have anything else to do. So they're like, let's drag this out as long as we can.
They're on the road. They're in Rome instead of in their poor little town. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They're probably just like, this is pretty cool.
These nuns are fixing up some delicious vittles.
Holding up a beer, like, what do we got to get back to our wives? And then all of them start laughing.
Oh, God.
Cue the white smoke. Leon got 2/3. They're like, no. No, not Leon. I meant Leon Jenkins.
I meant Leon P. That's Leon S. No. I'm not voting for him.
That guy's a real piece of work.
Missing their wives.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 351. Dave Murray will join us at the top of the hour with our strange little 90-minute show here. Wheels is at home taking care of his wife, Susan, who had a little foot surgery yesterday. You back tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the plan. So we should be good to go.
Cool.
Because by then we're not worried about any, like, weird meds or, you know, anything like that. You know, yesterday was all about trying to make sure she wasn't going to do anything weird while she was still coming off of the general anesthesia and all that stuff. Mm. Although she did, we did have a blood incident yesterday, which was unexpected. So we get home, and, you know, when you go under general, they put the IV in your arm, and it's a pretty good-sized needle, and there's a wrap on there, and they told her and told me, and I told her, like, hey, that stays on for a few hours. And as soon as we got home, she's out of it still, and she just ripped it off and started bleeding everywhere. And
we're like,
it wasn't that bad. It was like, it was just dripping, and she's like, where's this blood coming from? I'm like, you, it's from your arm. You're not supposed to take that off.
I'm dripping blood right now. Oh, my God. I would just die. If that were me and I pulled off my IV thing and I started bleeding, I'd just die.
I mean, it was just the, like, the tape over gauze, and it wasn't like in the movies where it's like, bleh. It's just like drops are coming around here and there, and you're like, damn, where's that coming from? I'm like, it's your arm. I got to redo that because I'm Nurse Kevin.
Woo! I haven't been that numb in quite a while. Whoa, that one got me. And I just said something nice about you in the break.
Uh-oh.
Tell him, Rach.
He said Wheels should be a national sports guy.
I said, you should be rich.
Yes.
I wish I was rich. I have been a national sports guy, but surprisingly, that doesn't pay that well.
Just like you're sitting there with your little headset on, and you got the big voice, and you just look and sound like one of the guys on NFL Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess I did some things wrong then, didn't I? Actually, that's not true.
I did some things wrong.
Nah, I'm here, dude. I'm having fun.
But I really screwed that up being on the DGS, didn't I?
No, that's the best move, man.
Wheels, did you see the letter that Secretary McMahon, the Secretary of the Department of Education, sent to Harvard?
You gotta Google it.
You will love it. So Secretary McMahon sent a letter to Harvard, and they edited it.
Oh, man.
And posted it online.
So this is Linda McMahon?
Linda McMahon. God.
Vince's ex-wife?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like...
It's bloodied. It's
like, what would you guys say? It's like 30% red?
Yes. It's like run-on sentences, missing punctuation... It was a terribly written letter, and she's the Secretary of Education.
Oh, and what's her qualifications for that?
You got me. I have no idea.
She knows Trump from wrestling.
Yeah
that's what
basically.
I'm,
like, I'm trying to avoid that, but yeah,
they met
that's
through wrestling.
It.
So if you put somebody in charge of the Department of Education that can't write a 2-page letter without having 75 mistakes,
not great.
That seems bad.
I mean, the stated agenda is to completely remove the Department of Education, so.
Yeah,
she's just making that point.
Yeah, I think they're not really worried about it.
She's like, I'm this dumb, and I even went through school.
Want to hear something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
This is just a shotgun show here. You know, it's just potpourri. Raiders of the Lost Ark was made in 1981, based in 1936. If we made the same movie today...
Oh, don't say it.
Yep. It'd be set in 1981.
It'd be set in 1981.
Oof.
So 1936 was to 1981 what 1981 is to us.
Bro.
D!
Ugh, don't like that.
That is upsetting.
I'm going to need Susan's arm to bleed just to make me feel better.
I'll pass it along when she wakes up.
Welcome back, gang. DGS 1041 FMKMOX. Kevin Wheeler is at home nursing his wife like Kathy Bates in Misery. So he's bleeding her like George Washington on his deathbed.
Hey, it's what works.
You got some demons in you. You need more blood out of your arm. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Oh, my skin is still crawling from pulling the IFB. The IFB.
IV?
Tube
the IV.
Out. The
yes.
IV tube.
I know.
I can't. I am such a baby with that stuff.
Me too.
And, you know, if I have to have it or if my wife has to have it, I'm so hyper and so A-type about you're going to catch that on the bed and it's going to come ripping out or whatever.
Same.
I'm awful.
Same.
I'm awful.
Total same. The only time I had one was when I had my colonoscopy, and I said, because it was through Siteman and it was a promotion, and so they were really taking care of me. And they said, is there anything we need to know? And I said, well, I've never had an IV and I'm really weird about needles. And they said, we're going to put down an order to give you a Xanax or one of those type of pills. Yep. So I get there and the head nurse, an older lady, sort of like a very stern teacher looking woman, was helping me, and I said, can I ask you, I'm supposed to be getting a Xanax. And she goes, why do you need a Xanax? And I said, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the IV. And she was putting it in my hand rather than in my you know, elbow. And so she picks up my hand and smacks it and goes, don't be a P word.
A classic head nurse.
So I said, okay. And she put it in and it was all fine.
So are we saying that she was scarier than the needle?
Yes. Yes, by a long shot. By a long shot. I mean, I stepped into line. I'm like, okay, whatever you say, let's do it.
You're right. You're this like,
yes, ma'am. Put one in the other hand if you need to.
I love it.
Yep. So you can see the clouds rolling in there, Dave.
Yeah, you know, we're an unsettled pattern. Where basically what's happening, we're in what we call an omega block. There's a low pressure system over the east. There's a low pressure system over the southwest part of the country. The eastern low pressure is the thing that came through our weekend that brought the rain. Once you get into a block like this, everything goes in slow motion. So we're going to be unsettled tonight, going to be unsettled during the day on Thursday. But over Friday and the weekend, we get on the good side of the block. The low pressure to the east is far enough to the east. The low pressure to the southwest is not over us yet. So Friday looks fantastic. It's a little cool, 70 degrees, but sunshine. Saturday, sunny and 73. And Sunday for Mother's Day, sunny and 78 degrees. Then next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that southwest low pressure will start to drift our way. And we go unsettled again. Full flower moon coming up on Monday. Full moon.
Nice.
Ooh, flower moon.
Yeah. Very nice. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Burger King is being sued by 19 different people. They argue that the fast food chain advertises its burgers as larger burgers compared to competitors by showing ads containing oversized meat patties and ingredients that overflow over the bun to make it appear that the burgers are approximately 35% larger in size. So these people from a bunch of different states have banded together to sue Burger King because they claim it's false advertisement. Burger King is saying, actually filed a motion to dismiss this suit in October of 2023, saying that customers' failure to read the product descriptions for its menu items is not their problem. They're like, people know this. We just arrange the ingredients to look more pleasing in the ads, but any reasonable person should know this. But a U.S. district judge has denied their motion to dismiss this lawsuit, so they're going to court. This will be really interesting to see.
I'm on the team lawsuit here. I want them to win.
See, I don't want to be fooled by the king, but these people need to get laid.
I mean, the truth in advertising laws flat out say ads cannot mislead consumers through false images. Is that not what they're doing when they're making it look better than it actually is?
I guess they feel like they're safe and cozy because they advertise it as a fourth pound of flame-grilled beef. So if you are deceived by their advertising, it's on you.
FTC says you can't use false images.
They want Burger King to stop selling overstated menu items or to correct the deceptive behavior.
I did get a Whopper JR the other night, and it was vanishingly small.
Whopper JRs are tiny.
Yeah.
I had one last night
as well.
At least
it says JR.
But, I mean, it was smaller than a regular burger.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whopper JRs are only worth the money if you, over a regular burger, if you want the, I can't believe I'm saying this, if you want, like, lettuce, tomato, onions, because those things don't come on the regular burger.
You really are, like, if it wasn't cool to be a sommelier.
Yeah.
And, like Megan took you places, and someone's like, what's the difference between Malbec and Cabernet? And you're like, okay, Malbec is from this grape. Like,
that's the Paul Giamatti of
this show. You are. You're the Paul Giamatti of fast food.
I know what's on the regular burger at Burger King versus the Whopper.
I promise I'm not trying to be obtuse. Is it really the Whopper JR, or are you guys just being cute?
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're both doing the bits.
It's the Whopper Jr.
Okay. It was hard to tell.
I did it first.
And the regular Whopper's called, and you have to call the regular Whopper Daddy Whopper. That's what that's actually called.
Papa Whopper.
Daddy Whopper.
Papa Whopper. That's a Whopper. I like that.
That's what those people need to do.
That one had a little delayed hit. It's like 2 seconds before I got it.
That's good stuff.
So this is a kind of a crazy story. ICE raided a D.C. restaurant that happened to be owned by CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell's husband. Did you see this story?
No.
So they conducted raids at several restaurants in Washington, D.C., including Chef Jeff's, which is owned by CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell's husband, Jeff Tracy. The agents requested to see workers' I-9 forms, but no one was taken into custody. The raids were part of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Nora O'Donnell has not commented on the raid, as she is currently in Rome covering the selection of the next pope. Just kind of a crazy coincidence.
Yeah. Weird.
Chris Cuomo is tearing into a senator that he's calling a coward for bailing on his show at the last minute. So Chris Cuomo of News Nation was going to have Senator John Kennedy on, and he called the cancellation a, quote, punk-ass move.
Jeez.
Cuomo claimed Kennedy backed out after learning the interview would touch on President Trump's demand for the release of Tina Peters, a supporter who has been jailed over an election security breach. And I guess John Kennedy just didn't want to talk about that, so he canceled. Now Cuomo's turning it into a whole thing. I don't know if you guys follow Chris on Twitter, but he has been really active lately and really just, like, going after people and telling them to shut up. And it's kind of cool to see, honestly. Mm. Like, I don't know if he's
Someone's just gotta do it.
Yeah. I feel like he's probably just drumming up as much attention as he can for News Nation.
Well,
like,
you know,
it's
a lane that isn't filled because Fox will vehemently go after Democrats and CNN will vehemently go after MAGA. But there's really no one I can think of. Bill Maher tried to do it, but then he kind of crapped the bed. But yeah, there's no one who's really aggressively going after everybody.
Mm-hmm. Weight Watchers has filed for bankruptcy to eliminate over $1 billion in debt. They're doing this after 62 years in operation. I didn't realize Weight Watchers had been around for that long. But despite the bankruptcy, operations for members will continue as normal. So if you're a Weight Watchers customer, you don't really have to worry too much. The company expects to emerge as a publicly traded entity in about 40 days with its $1.5 billion in debt eliminated.
Yeah, I want to invest in that. Right, Dave Murray? Let's go.
You bet. You got it.
Took you 62 years to go bankrupt? Let's start this thing over again. I mean, come on. No, until they improve on the shots, the Mounjaro and the Zepbound and the Wegovy and all this, this is the future. Because when you can take a shot and lose 50 pounds, no one is going in to Weight Watchers for food advice. It's not going to exist anymore.
Better yet, if they come up with a pill.
Yeah, which they are. Yeah. They're coming up with a once-a-day pill now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope it's rectal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dave. Not about the rectal thing, but they've had a 12% decline in members because of these weight loss drug options. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's so small.
Jill Biden has landed a new job following 4 years of being the first lady. She's taken on a new role as the chair of a California-based think tank Women's Health Network Initiative, focusing on improving women's health.
What if she was just going to work at Bucky's? That would make me like her.
That would be awesome. All right.
Well, Bucky's is no joke, man. They're great.
I would love to go to a Bucky's. I've been to Wally's. I've been to
I drove past Wally's finally.
Oh, it's so good.
You should go in. Yeah. Get a snack or something. It's nice.
I got to go back to Wally's.
They have good food, man. That's no joke.
All right. Planes clipped wings at another U.S. airport.
Right
I wish
on.
This kind of stuff would stop happening. Yes. This happened at Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport. Two United Airlines planes clipped wings. Okay, sorry. I got mixed up here.
It's okay. Start over.
Okay. The FAA is investigating yet another incident of planes colliding at U.S. airports. So this, okay, this is less than a month after this happened at Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport. This happened at San Francisco International Airport just after midnight on Tuesday, so yesterday. Basically, a United flight was departing for Sydney, and it was pushing back from its gate when its right wingtip hit the left wingtip of United Flight 877 bound for Hong Kong. They're saying the incident was completely avoidable, and people kind of saw it coming and were holding their breath. And when it happened, it was just a giant headache. No one was hurt. Both planes were able to deplane normally, but I just don't understand why this kind of stuff is happening over and over again.
It's bad.
And I don't think we've talked about on the show the Newark situation. No, that is so scary.
Yeah.
90 seconds without air traffic control. And now these people are so traumatized from the experience. They're taking like 40 days off work to get therapy and try to recover.
And we're so behind on air traffic controllers, and it takes a year and a half to train somebody up, and no one wants to do that job. And it's bad.
It is bad. One more story for you guys before we go to break. President Trump is going to rename another Gulf, according to a report. Have you guys seen this story?
No. No.
The president is set to announce during his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia that the United States will begin calling the Persian Gulf either the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia. This is according to the AP. They spoke to two anonymous U.S. officials. Arab nations already call it the Arabian Gulf, have advocated for the name change, while other countries prefer the Persian Gulf. I don't get why we have the authority. The Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, whatever, at least that's like on our side of the world, and it kind of makes sense that we would have some say over what it's called, but just...
Well, I don't think it... I don't know that... I used to think that things had official names. Now I'm not so sure they do. I think it really is, as I understand it, the president... has the authority to change what comes up on our maps and on Google, which is crazy to me. Cool. That doesn't seem like something that would be enumerated to the president. But yeah, I guess he just gets to say like, hey, for me and mine here in America, this is the Gulf of Arabia.
Yeah, there's one thing that I'm learning from President Trump, which I actually do kind of appreciate. Learning little things like that makes me go, I would like to kind of reevaluate the office of the president. And maybe we can curb some of these powers because I do, like, I don't realize what I'm voting for whenever I vote for these people.
Think about this. I've said this many times in the show that the way things get changed is someone does something and someone else goes, you're not going to do that. Like with the whites only sandwich shops and, you know, drinking fountains and toilets and pools and things like that. And then African-Americans are like, yeah, that's not going to happen. We're just going to sit here until you arrest us. Then we're going to go through the process and blah, blah, blah. The same thing happens, I believe, in history and in politics that, let's face it, whether you love Trump or you hate Trump, we've never had anyone like a Trump. Maybe Andrew Jackson, but that was like 800 years ago and no one remembers. But this is how things change. But they change for this through the Congress, who have been completely just eviscerated and emasculated. They just have no agency at all. They're like at a 26% approval rating and elections. But I think that, Rach, you being in your early 30s, you will look back at this in your lifetime with history, right? Does that make sense to you? The way that I would look back on Nixon. Yeah. Like, oh, now we've had decades to flesh this out.
Oh, I think without a doubt.
You're going to have that opportunity.
Trump is making
a splash.
And
I'm kind of jealous of that. Like, I would love to see what history writes about Donald Trump 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just makes me, I don't like that the president has powers like that. I think that's really stupid.
And I wouldn't like it if he were doing things that I liked.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't like it if Joe Biden had been renaming a bunch of stuff. It's like, no, that's not what I'm thinking whenever I'm casting my ballot, is that you're going to be tied up in like ticky-tacky stuff like this.
But what if we rename the Mississippi River the Dave Glover River?
Now you're talking.
Hey.
Mighty Glover.
Let's call Governor Kehoe.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
Welcome back, DGS 427. Basically,
I just realized I shouldn't tell on myself like this, but I accidentally left Wheels' pot potted up that whole commercial break.
Oh, damn.
Wow, and I was quiet.
Yeah, you're being so good.
That could have gone bad.
Yeah,
it could have. Really
bad. You guys just would have heard me having conversations with my dogs.
Yeah, like I said, that could have gone bad.
Yeah.
That will not happen again. I apologize for that.
Get this. A woman, young woman, comes home from going out, goes to take a shower, and there is a man in her shower with her underwear on his head and a big butcher's knife. He pushes her against the wall, puts the knife up by her throat and makes slashing moves but doesn't touch her. Then he drops the knife and starts to strangle her, and she pulls the panties off his head, and it's her ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
And he says, gotcha. It was just a joke. You need to lighten up and learn how to take a joke. That's why we didn't last. So she brilliantly talks him off the ledge. Maybe you're right. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Gets back in the bathroom, calls 911, and now he's in jail.
Good.
How nuts is that?
Poor thing.
Psycho.
Oh, that's awful.
Awful. Awful. You just never get over that.
She was really smart because my instinct is like, I hope she took the knife and, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the chance.
Maybe could have stabbed him.
Yeah.
Yikes. That is not cool.
It's so hard being a woman. I mean, it really is.
I mean, yeah. I know, like women do crazy things to their partners, too, but there does seem to be an overall theme that it's more likely for the man to go crazy and do something like that.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Today is National School Nurse Day. Mm. Mrs. Mick was my school nurse, and she wore like a World War II nurse's outfit with a little white hat every single day. She was there every single day. I knew her very well. I used to get like tummy aches and fake tummy aches and things like that. Mm-hmm. So shout out to all the school nurses.
Oh, yeah.
Some fun facts?
Yes.
Fun.
Penguin poop emits laughing gas.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Don't tell the teenagers that.
Yeah.
They're going to be over at the penguin house at the zoo.
You produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle and enough over the course of your lifetime to fill up 53 bathtubs.
Yuck.
What fluid is that?
Saliva.
Okay.
What were you hoping for?
I'm not. I was just wondering. I missed the first word.
Okay, can I get a ruling on whether something is super disgusting or not? It has nothing to do with saliva.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Last night I was eating popcorn and I thought, what if there was like a situation where there was a ball pit, but it was full of popcorn and you just you could just eat the popcorn. Is that super gross because you're surrounded by the popcorn?
Who else is in the ball pit?
Just you.
No,
it's just
not
you.
Gross. No, it's not gross.
It's your popcorn pit.
Yeah. No, it's not gross. I'll rub popcorn all over my body and eat it. I don't care.
Man, okay.
This is not going well.
Sorry.
Alrighty then.
Have you guys seen the meth smoking raccoon?
I have not.
So if you just Google that, it'll come up. A woman got pulled over in Ohio for an outstanding warrant, and while the cop was arresting her, her pet raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and started trying to smoke it.
Aww.
I'm sorry, but that's kind of awesome.
There's like three jokes in there.
They're so cute.
Wow, he's really smoking the meth pipe.
Yeah, it's not his first time
hitting
the pipe.
Absolutely not. That
I'm
is
picturing
a,
he's doing like the driving
memory.
The driving crooner thing where he's like.
Soundgarden plans to release their final album with Chris Cornell this summer.
No kidding.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah, he's top three or four voice of all time for me in the rock world.
Yeah.
Didn't Chris Cornell's wife and Soundgarden have like a falling out when it came to his unreleased music? Am I
don't remember. Don't know.
No, there was a thing. I think it's been settled, but you're right, Rach. There was a thing. I don't know if it was a big fight more than it was a disagreement that hadn't been agreed to yet or hadn't been arranged yet, but I think you're right.
Damn, what a loss that was.
Roger Daltrey. Roger's had a rough month or so. He fired Zach Starkey, then hired him back and got labeled as a diva, and he's turning into an old woman and all this stuff. And he's doing a private tour, and there was a lady in the front, probably drunk, who yelled the whole time, "Play Pinball Wizard." And he was in the middle of the Kink song called Days, and she yelled out, "This song isn't as good as Pinball Wizard," and he lost it on her.
I mean, she's not wrong.
He said, "Open your effing ears and listen to this. As much as I appreciate you, I'm not going to play effing Pinball Wizard. I'm over it."
That's wow. Dave's song, Pinball Wizard.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always an interesting thing when musicians say to the fans that love them, "Yeah, we're done with that song. We hate it now." Like, well, it's one of the reasons I showed up. I wanted to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. But, man, if I'm getting paid that kind of money, I'll play Brown Eyed Girl every night.
Mm-hmm. I know. Absolutely. What are they charging for tickets?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Don't know. Wheels, I have a baseball question for you.
All right.
And it's going to sound incredibly in the weeds and technical, but it's actually more of just an everyman question. I saw a player last night, probably on the Cardinals game. I don't think it was a Cardinal, though. And his WAR was minus 0.2.
Yep.
So does that mean that you could replace him with any average player and do better?
Yes. Well, not average. They define it as replacement level, which basically means everybody's got a bunch of them, right? Like it's, you know, that's more of the lower part of the roster kind of guys. Like guys that everybody, like you call a guy up from AAA, he's replacement level.
Oh, okay.
Who was it? Yeah. Name and shame.
I wish I remember, but I don't.
Yeah, I think Jordan Walker has a negative WAR right now, and it just means that, and you know, like as they try to figure out a way, and it's not perfect, but then there are a couple of different formulas for it, but they try to figure out a way how to add up your offense, your defense, your base running, all that, and try to quantify it as a win. You know, how many wins you're adding to your team, how many wins you may be taking away from your team. So that's a case where, he's negative 0.2. WAR this year for Jordan Walker, which
then
means
maybe
he's
who I saw.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah,
probably was. Yep, that just means you're not helping the team win. In fact, you're actually pulling back and keeping them from being as good as they could be. But I mean, it all balances out because
gotcha.
Every team's got guys like that.
Rage Shower, do's and don'ts.
Yeah, I saw a thread about this on my beloved Reddit the other day, and I just wondered if you guys had any like hard and fast rules as far as like. All right, I start my shower with washing my face. Or I actually saw a video the other day. A guy said he started his shower by washing his chest, which I thought was kind of insane. I start by washing my face every time. Unless I'm washing, I don't wash my hair every time I take a shower, but I start by shampooing.
Do you wear a shower cap?
I do not. I just put my hair like back in a bun.
I used to wear a shower cap a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And I don't know why. I mean, obviously I've always been concerned with my hair because I started losing it in like third grade. But yeah, I had my own shower cap, much to my dad's dismay.
Yeah, I'm with chest guy.
You start with the chest?
Yeah, do all that first, and then I do the hair and face last.
Last, interesting.
Yeah. Well, this is probably BS. I'm probably full of it, but I feel like leaving the soap on. The parts of the body where you sweat more might help make that better.
I tend to do hair last as well.
You wash your hair last?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the most involved part. So it's like you got to save the most work for last.
And I use the same stuff for everything. I have one shower gel shampoo. It's the same thing. It's not.
Man, it must be nice to be a dude.
It's pretty great.
7-in-1 products. It's like, here you go. You're set.
It's pretty
great. It's all soap.
Did it?
I mean, I was asking your guys' takes.
Oh, I didn't know if you had more of them.
Are you a chest guy, Dave?
I take very few showers, but let me get in the shower for a second. I'm in the shower. Pits. I go pits first.
All right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to the trouble areas.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Reddit thread that kind of sparked this wonderful discussion was mostly jokes. Like people are like, do pee in the shower, don't poo in the shower, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that
makes
a lot of sense. That's a good philosophy.
It's accurate.
Lots of sense.
Peeing is fine. Pooing is less ideal. I think.
Should tell my dog.